We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome to the Guilty as Charged podcast. My name is Maddie Schmidt, and I'm joined by former William & Mary offensive tackle Andrew Traynor. Andrew was hosted by the Los Angeles Chargers for a top 30 visit a few weeks back. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, I appreciate you taking the time today. So the draft is officially less than 2 weeks away. I'm sure you're starting to get a little bit nervous, maybe even stressed. So I figured, why don't we start with some fun trivia questions for fans to get to know you and non-draft related. How's that sound?
Yeah, it sounds great.
All right. So I love talking about food, not only because I love it, but it's fun to talk about with linemen. You guys are big guys. So what's your absolute favorite food, Andrew?
Yeah, linemen definitely like to talk about food too. So we have that in common. I would have to say, love all types of food, but Mexican is probably my favorite. Just growing up in this, I've grown up here in the DC area, so a lot of great Mexican restaurants. I've tried a lot of them, and my mom makes great Mexican food too.
What's your favorite Mexican restaurant in DC?
There's this place called El Paso, just a very simple kind of neighborhood type place. So I go there a lot with my friends and family. It's a great spot.
What about your least favorite food?
I think the only food I really don't like is olives. I've just never been able to like them for some reason.
Hey, I don't like olives either. That's okay.
Yeah.
You more of a beach person or mountain person?
I'd probably say mountains. Just cause the beach is fun for a while, but I feel like in the mountains you can do a lot more.
Morning or night person?
That's a tough one. I don't really lean either way too hard, but I guess morning just cause, it's the start of the day as rather than the end.
Do you have any hidden talents outside of football?
There's not too much to me, I guess. I'm really big into sports trivia. I always like to play against my friends when it comes to, or just trivia in general. Trivia is pretty fun for me.
What's your all-time favorite athlete?
I grew up idolizing Ken Griffey Jr. My dad's a Reds fan, so I used to always watch him growing up. Even though, I didn't get to see him play in person too much, he was just my favorite athlete growing up.
Speaking of Major League Baseball, what's your favorite team?
I'm actually a Nationals fan.
Okay.
Yeah, when I was a kid, they moved to town, so I've just been a fan of them since.
Mm-hmm. Would you say baseball is your second favorite sport?
Yeah, probably.
All right, we should probably move into some football talk just because this is going on in NFL podcast and all. Yep. So the draft is very close. Was it always your goal to make it this far?
I don't know about just in terms of football, but I've always just been very driven. I want to do anything I'm doing at the highest level. And so when I signed on to play college football, I just fully committed to football and I just love the game so much. I want to play it as long as possible, really.
You mentioned being a very driven person. Why would you say this is?
I think the credit's to my parents. They just, really instilled a great work ethic in me and my younger brother. And, their message to us was always, if you're going to do something, just go 110%, even if you fail, you'll learn a lot along the way.
That's a good motto to live by. So talking about your journey and all, I know you didn't always play offensive tackle. You weren't even recruited to play that outside of high school. What position did you play?
Yeah, I played, I started playing tight end in high school, and then that's pretty much what everyone was recruiting me to play. I had a really, you know, I was a lot thinner than I am now. So yeah, I played tight end for about a year and a half in college before I switched to offensive line.
What was your recruitment process like?
It was, you know, pretty standard, like a lot of people. I was a tight end. I got recruited to a lot of schools like along the East Coast. And then I actually, you know, got in contact with coaches from Illinois, and I took a visit out there, kind of wanted to step out of my comfort zone, and I really fell in love with it out there.
That's awesome. So after Illinois, you decided to pursue your MBA and go to grad school at William & Mary. First off, congratulations. Thank you. What made you choose William & Mary?
Yeah, I just really wanted to further my education. I've seen a lot of, you know, guys ahead of me were able to, you know, use football to their advantage and get 2 degrees. So that was something that was always in the back of my mind. Hopefully football lasts a long time, but then afterwards I'd like to start a career in the business world.
That's awesome. I love that. What made you choose business?
It wasn't one main reason. I guess I've always been somewhat decent at math. And I feel like it can set you up for a lot of different career options. It doesn't really pin you into just one career choice.
Do you have any ideas what you might pursue later on?
I'm kind of just waiting to cross that bridge once I get there. Right now, I've really just been focusing on football.
Of course, I don't blame you. I've heard a lot of praise for Coach London at William & Mary. What does he mean to you?
He means everything. I've known him for so long. That was probably the number one reason I went to William & Mary, just because I had a great relationship with him over the years. And like, I just really can't say enough good things about him. What he does, you know, football is very important to him, but then, you know, making sure we're good, you know, people off the field is probably more important to him. And that's what I really like.
What's the biggest thing he taught you outside of football?
Just to live life with no regrets and no fear. He actually, before he became a coach, was a police officer. And so he often speaks on that part of his life. And then I think it really can help translate to football. So, I mean, it's pretty much every day that he speaks in front of the team, I pick up something new from him.
That's super special. I'm glad that you were able to have that relationship with your coach. Yeah. So William & Mary has had just 3 players drafted over the last 10 years. What would it mean to you to get drafted and represent that school?
It would mean everything. No matter what happens, I'll still be, you know, happy to play in the NFL. But I think it'd be awesome to represent such a great school and great team. I mean, the amount of people I've met in my short time there, it's amazing. It's really a place full of great people and people who really love football and want to be the best.
William & Mary's Pro Day was about a month ago, and you were part of something bigger than football. You participated in something called Reps for Rare Diseases. What exactly is this?
Yeah, so I've seen, I was fortunate to see some of my teammates, you know, a couple years ahead of me do it. And it's a great cause. Pretty much for every rep that an athlete participates, like, an athlete completes in the bench press portion of Pro Day. Beforehand, you can get people to pledge. It's like a walkathon. Like, you can get them to pledge per rep. And then it, you know, that money funnels to a great cause, uplifting athletes. I've known them my whole time in college. They do a great job, you know, raising money and awareness for rare diseases that we often don't see on the news. So yeah, I was really honored to be able to partner with them.
That's awesome. If you get drafted and make it to the NFL, you'll have an even bigger platform to use. Andrew, I want to end on this one question that I ask every NFL prospect. Why should you get drafted? Why should a team take a chance on you?
I think what you're going to get from me is consistency. You know, a guy who plays with an edge. I'm going to show up every day, be the same guy, put in my time, and then team first, I'll do whatever the team needs. You know, I'm not a guy who has to, you know, get all the glory. I'll play any position, just do whatever the team needs at the end of the day.
Well, thank you so much for joining me, Andrew. I appreciate your time, and I wish you nothing but the best.
Yeah, thank you for having me.